Health Secretary makes pledge on health centre. Health Secretary Wes Streeting has pledged that Didcot's long-delayed new health centre is now on his personal agenda. Mr Streeting has praised the town's MP, Ollie Glover, for consistently raising the issue on behalf of constituents in the town, saying he was like a dog with a bone. Great Western Park, a 3,300 home estate, is due to be finished this year and was initially granted planning permission in 2008, with a new GP surgery included. Planning consent for the site has already been secured, but there has been constant delays. Last month, it emerged that negotiations with the developer had collapsed more than a decade after work had been due to start. The Integrated Care Board, ICB, for Oxfordshire, working with NHS England, concluded the latest proposals did not offer value for money and said it would be looking for an alternative partner for the project. Didcot West County Councillor Ian Snowden launched a petition as a result of the long delays, which have received more than 1,800 signatures online. Mr Streeting spoke about the issue last week after Didcot and Wantage MP Mr Glover raised the issue in Parliament last year. The Health Secretary told the BBC the issue was now on his personal agenda, despite it being unusual for a Health Secretary to get drawn into a debate about a specific GP practice. And he praised Mr Glover for being like a dog with a bone pursuing the issue. Mr Streeting added, "We've got the Integrated Care Board exploring all of the delivery options available for this development. Ollie is a new MP for the area and is not letting up on this. He's like a dog with a bone. And I have to say, when he confronted Parliament with the scale of the challenge, but also the length of time that people have been waiting, I found that shocking." The Buckinghamshire, Oxfordshire and Berkshire West Integrated Care Board, BOBICB, approved a business case for the new surgery in 2024. It said in December last year that proposed reimbursement levels from developer Azura exceeded what is affordable. Last week, the Care Board's place director for Oxfordshire, Dan Leveson, said there was a process in place this month to try to identify a new developer. He added, "The cost of construction is very high. The cost of borrowing is very high. So therefore, the cost of actually delivering these things become really, really high. And we have a responsibility not only just to deliver the buildings and things like that, but also to deliver value for money." Mr Snowden has warned that if contractors don't start to build the new health centre before October 2027, then a developer contribution from the house builder Taylor Wimpey of £790,000 could be lost. And the article is accompanied by a picture of Health Secretary Wes Streeting.